cut it. I drove back and forth to the house and in the barn.
Yeah.
Leave it sitting there.
Have you ever driven up to Munster?
Yeah.
Well, you know, in Munster, just on the west side of town, there's that old narrow bridge.
The west side of town.
Yeah, I think it's west. Side of Munster.
Yeah.
Old narrow bridge. Well, one time we got somebody at camp got hurt, and our doctor was in Munster. And it seemed like she hurt her knee or something, so she had to sit with her leg out. And so we got this old cot and put her on the cot and put her in the back of the pickup truck. And for some reason, I was the only one around to drive her in. I don't know where everybody else was, but I ended up being the one who had to do it. And I drove her in to Munster, and I was trying to go real slow because she was up on that cot. You know, she's almost as high as the side of the truck. And I got up on that bridge and hit a bump, and she went flying up. I saw her in the rearview mirror, and she was up like this. Boy, she was mad at me.
I bet she was.
You know, she could see the whole county practically from the top of that bridge and as high up as she could. That was really funny. She didn't think it was too funny, but I did. What do you call those little things that are around the edge of the roof that they carry the water down, you know, carry it across, I guess, really?
Well, I just call them drains. Drain.
Okay. Now, is that the one that goes across, or is that the one that goes down, or is that all of them?
Well, it's, however it goes, but go around the edge, they drain the water off from along.
Okay. Let's say you have a house that runs where.
Here, I own you one.
You always got a pen handy, haven't you?
Yeah, I carry one in the pocket all the time.
So you got a house that runs that way, okay? And you got an L thing that sticks off of it like this. And both of the roofs here are peaked like this. But there's a low place right here where they meet. What do you call it, low place? Do you call it anything?
Well, I haven't understood exactly what it. We haven't got one on ours, I don't guess. If I'm thinking right, I'd just call it Eve.
Okay.
But I don't know how you're going to say that, because
I
may be wrong.
The only person I ever talked to that had a name for that was a fellow who used to build houses. Everybody else I've talked to doesn't have a name for this at all. You know, nobody talks about it, I guess. What would you call a little building out back where you might keep gardening tools and rakes and hoes and stuff?
This little tool house.
Okay.
Garden tool house.
What all kinds of buildings would you have on a farm? Around here mostly, what do people
have? Well, they don't anymore. They used to have a place for a sheep shed and a hen house. Dairy barn, hay barn to feed the cows in. Well, it'd be several things you could think of it. Well, I have a shed for my machinery.
You said they don't anymore. Why don't they anymore? Why don't they have all that stuff?
Well, there's so many that don't raise chickens, and they don't seem to have sheep like they used to, and different. They put the cows and things together under the same shed. You used to have hen houses and turkey pens and things like that.
You had turkeys?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe it. We raised 500 turkeys down here.
Oh, my gosh. I feel my allergies.
3,000 chickens out here.
Oh, horrors. I bet they kept you awake at night. You're clucking in there.
No, they didn't bother us.
There's something else. What all did you use the hay barn for?
Well, I just used mine to put hay and things like that in.
Wait.